USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump talking about steps being taken to control the spread of coronavirus. He tells reporters after a meeting in the Oval Office with the Irish Prime Minister.
It's a world problem, and you do need separation in some cases. You have some areas that are very heavily infected, and you have some areas that aren't, frankly, but we do need separation.
Meanwhile, coronavirus concerns sending the Dow on another huge downslide. It's the market's worst session since 1987. The Dow losing 2,353 points, the Nasdaq dropping 750 points, the S&P 500 down almost 261 points. This comes as President Trump suspends travel from Europe for 30 days in an effort to contain the coronavirus. As for individual stocks, airline stocks taking a hit in addition to cruise line operators Carnival and Norwegian. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
President Trump suspending travel from 26 European countries to the U.S. for the next 30 days, starting Friday at midnight. Many schools and universities across the country canceling classes and closing. Disney closing its California theme parks as a precaution. So is the Los Angeles Zoo. Turns out the two TSA officers who tested positive for coronavirus performing pat-downs at San Jose Airport in California, potentially infecting passengers. An American Airlines pilot testing positive for coronavirus, the pilot based out of Dallas-Fort Worth. To sports, NASCAR says races will go on as scheduled at Atlanta Motor Speedway and Homestead, Miami, but no fans will be allowed in. And the NRA, the National Rifle Association, canceling its annual meeting, slated for next month, April 16th to the 19th in Nashville, due to concerns over the coronavirus outbreak. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump says he's not worried about catching the coronavirus from a leader from Brazil who was at Mar-a-Lago in Florida over the weekend. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
President Trump says he's not concerned after possibly having contact with a member of Brazil's delegation over the weekend who has a coronavirus.
We did nothing very unusual. We sat next to each other for a period of time, had a great conversation. He's doing a terrific job in Brazil, and we'll find out what happens. I guess they're being tested right now, right? Let's put it this way. I'm not concerned.
The president met with Brazil's president and members of his staff at his Mar-a-Lago resort. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In other news, the U.S. strikes back. The Pentagon says coalition forces launching strikes targeting Iran-backed terrorist groups after that deadly rocket attack kills two members of the U.S. military and one British soldier. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Pentagon officials suspect an Iranian-backed militia was behind the rocket attack on Wednesday that killed two American service members and wounded many more. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley says they have gathered some evidence.
We were able to capture the truck. It was a modified truck with rocket tubes on the back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.